The year was 1923 when Elmer Rice's play, The Adding Machine, made its contribution to the American Expressionist movement of the time. Its central character is an accountant named Mr. Zero, who after 25 thankless years at the same desk is summoned by his boss, not for praise, but his walking papers. An act of homicide follows, as does Zero's trial, execution, and excursion into the afterlife. University of Kansas theater professor Michelle Leon describes how it confounded audiences and critics alike.
When the play was done in 1923, the critics looked at this and all almost unanimously said, great first half, what happened in the second? So that's why the play's been both fascinating, but I would say almost always taken with a critical grain of salt. Like, gee, wow, this play is so interesting, but it's so crazily problematic.
When the theater department staged Rice's play in 1995, it caught the attention of American Theater magazine for applying computer technology toward a new way of conceptualizing set design. Theater professor Mark Reaney oversaw the scenic design of that production.
It was just our very first production, just getting our feet in the water using computer-generated backgrounds and some different kinds of stagecraft that hadn't been tried before. The traditionalists, of course, were left scratching their heads. The college students, of course, were thrilled, right, that they finally had somebody talking to them in a language that they understood. Since it sort of crosses a bit of a boundary between stage and cinema, they really like that kind of juxtaposition of being able to see scenes that change very quickly and are very descriptive.
A 2008 off-Broadway production of Adding Machine, a musical, enjoyed an extended run and positive reviews. This inspired the KU Theater Department to stage this take on Rice's work. Mark Reaney explains how the production will look given the advances in computerized scenography.
The worlds are manipulated in real time by crew members, what we call virtuality drivers, and they're watching the actors. And if the actor starts moving around in the space, then they can move the virtual world as if they were playing a video game. They'll move around the computer stuff. The main stage lighting is also going to be computer animations driven through projectors onto the actors of different kinds of animations for different scenes. When they're singing about math and about sitting their number and they're writing numbers into their books, there's animations of numbers flying around the space so that you actually see the numbers on their bodies and on their faces and in their heads and flying out of their heads.
Professor Michelle Leon, who is directing the production, adds that with the advent of computerized projections and animations, theater itself is being approached and experienced in new ways.
With projected scenery, you're now in a position of being able to have things change at the speed at which life is led. And your environment change at the speed at which life is led. When you think about this question of time, I mean, theater actually has to suffer with these artificial times. Things take time on stage when we deal with these physical objects. And when you're liberated from changing these physical objects, then you actually can move theater along at the pace of life.
Mark Reaney says one of his most popular classes is computer-aided design for the theater. Still, he says technology can do a million things he hasn't even figured out yet. Steve Walker, KCUR News.